Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Last night, stick around, and then Keith Kavanaugh, TerrapinTimes.com, Maryland getting a strong 21.5 against the second-ranked Hoosiers of Indiana. Terps trying to break this three-game skid. I mean, if there were three-quarter games, game day be at Maryland tomorrow.
Yes, they
would.
There are
four-quarter games, and that's why Maryland's 21.5-point underdog. But we'll talk about that with Keith. And Maryland hoops starts Monday, men at against Coppintown in Baltimore. But the Ravens! How about that? For the first time this year, they won two in a row. Take out the hapless Dolphins. And here to talk about that from the Baltimore Banner, on the Window Nation guest hotline, Jonas Schaefer. Jonas, good morning. How are you feeling?
Morning, guys.
All right, Lamar Jackson. Boy, that guy's pretty good, right? Four touchdowns, 14 TDs, one pick on the season. But as you watched him, I guess, work off the rust in real time, how's Lamar looking here? Any hitch in his giddy up from your vantage point? Of course, I was sitting on my ass like everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, like, do I think he's at top speed on some of those scrambles last night? No, but that's never really been his MO. He's always been a guy who's been in fourth gear when fifth and sixth gear are available because he just wants the handling. He wants the spirit handling. And, you know, there were a couple spots last night where you were kind of surprised that he got tracked down or he got caught in the open field. I think you could probably attribute that to him facing live bullets for the first time. You know, if we're believing that he is 100%, then, you know, I don't really know what to make of that for the rest of the season. But, you know, we've seen him develop into the pocket passer who can, you know, light up a defense like he did last night. And obviously, it's probably a far cry to ask for a defense as depleted, as injury ransacked as that Miami one was last night. But for Lamar to kind of recapture his MVP form and do what he had to and, you know, put in that dominant third quarter that really put this game away and, you know, allowed them to kind of rest up some of those guys in the fourth quarter. It's definitely an improvement on what Stu Huntley and Cooper Rush can give you.
Hey, Jonas, I was listening to Harbs last night and I heard, good question, Jonas.
Yeah.
You finally asked one, did you?
Yeah.
Hey, Jonas, the two things that concerned me a little bit about last night was first down runs and explosive plays for the Dolphins.
Yeah, I mean, that run game, you look at the final numbers and yards per carry, they're fine. Success rate, they're fine. But a lot of that was just the fourth quarter and the big, 35-yard run from Derrick Henry. So I don't really know what to make of this Miami run defense. Like, first 6 weeks, they were one of the worst in the NFL. Last 2 weeks, they were one of the best. Probably something had something to do with facing Cleveland and a Kirk Cousins-led Atlanta offense. But, you know, maybe they are a little bit better than we give them credit for. And then just, you know, as for the explosives part, you know, obviously Jalen Waddle is one of the best receivers in the NFL. You know, not top five, not top ten, but a guy who can light you up if you are not taking care of him. And it's you know, the same problems for this Ravens defense that they're probably going to have to fix through the trade deadline and hope if they can't find anyone there that they're going to have to just scheme up. And it just, you know, can you get pressure with a four-man rush? Can you do enough to bother these quarterbacks when you're not getting home? You know, again, it seems like they're just putting an undue amount of pressure on Kyle Hamilton, on Roquan Smith to be the ones to kind of spark things up. And at a certain point, you're going to need those guys in coverage. You're going to need those guys to be able to do their run fit. So, you know, this is going to be, I think, a problem for the rest of the season. But the next 2 weeks, you know, listen, you're playing against J.J. McCarthy, who's even more turnover prone than Tua, and you're playing Dylan Gabriel, we think, who is also even more turnover prone than Tua. So, you know, who knows what these next 2 weeks will look like, especially with what the Ravens may or may not get during the trade deadline. But this is the kind of margin of error that you get when you play against this kind of a weak schedule.
Hey, Jonas, the thing concerned me too, they lost contain so much last night, you know, especially the outside backers. They got hooked all the time, it seemed like.
Yeah, I mean, I think probably the low-key biggest impact from losing Nnamdi, besides just that the pass rush, is like, he's a beast against outside zone. You know, that is such a common type of run, because he's able to move laterally. He's able to get some knockback against centers and guards. And we saw time and again yesterday, just, you know, the Ravens not be able to kind of have that cutback lane contained. And you saw Achan bust that loose a couple times. Mm-hmm. And there's so many good outside zone running teams in the NFL and the AFC on the Ravens schedule that they're going to have to contend with. And, you know, God forbid, you know, John Jenkins tweaks an ankle or Travis Jones, you know, pulls a hammy, because you just really, really worry still about what this run defense is built to do over the course of a long season. But they did what they had to last night. You know, they got themselves into a positive game script where they didn't really have to worry too much about those zone runs or just the run game at all. But, you know, it's still a huge, huge concern for me, just considering what the state of this run defense is.
Hey, Jonas, when you watch Kyle Van Noy, because to me, watching him on tape and stuff, just looks old. Looks like he has no legs.
Yeah, there was a play. He might have gotten pushed in the back on this, so it's hard for me to be too critical, but there was a play where it looked like he had Tua kind of dead to rights, and then Tua gives him a little inside out move, and he's just left standing. He's just left in the dust, and you know, Kyle looks all of his, what, 33, 34, however old he is right now. You know, what are the options for the Ravens? I mean, I saw David Ojabo had half a sack last night, but I think that was more
circumstantial. That was a joke. You
know, Brent Urban leading the team in quarterback hits after Thursday night's game. That's not a sustainable way to live as a defense if you're Zach Gore. So they're going to need to be mindful about how they, you know, give these guys snaps. They got to hope that Tavius Robinson and Deuce Isaac can give them something when they come back, and hope that they can come back sooner than everyone expects, because you're right. I mean, I think we're starting to see Father Time catch up to KBN.
Now, Jonas, the trade deadline's Tuesday. What do you think will happen? What are you hoping happens? I wish they would just go over and ask if they could have Chubb. You know, I thought Chubb played good last night.
Yeah, I mean, you need someone who can. It's tough to say, because, like, anytime you're asking for a guy who can both defend the run and rush the passer, that's like another round or two in value that you have to go up. But I think they have to find someone who gives them that flexibility on early downs. Like, they're not going to be able to get these bespoke blitz packages in on third down unless they're stopping the run. So Chubb's a good edge setter. You know, you can maybe Calais Campbell's for sale in Arizona. And obviously he's a great affinity for the Ravens and this organization. And the possibility of, you know, going for a Super Bowl has to be alluring to him. But just with the parity in the NFL, guys, I mean, so many teams are at 500 or above, which means that there's so many fan bases applying pressure on their coach and GM to get a deal done that puts their team over the top. So, you know, we've seen Eric be smart with moves in terms of not giving up a whole lot of capital, but this might be a situation where he has to overextend to get the guy that he wants, because otherwise you're just going to be, you know, left second best at best in some of these competitions for you know, potentially you know, season-changing acquisitions.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season. Streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner. I mean, based on you guys talking, Ravens did win last night, right? 28-6. But either way, we were asking the question last week, will the Ravens be 5-5 by the time the Jets come here on Thanksgiving Sunday and then they have Cincinnati? Because they're going to be favored in every game as long as Lamar's playing until they go to Lambeau. Will they be 5-5, the Ravens, by the time New York comes here November 23rd?
Yeah, I think so. I think obviously the tricky game is the next game, just because, you know, that Brian Flores defense, if they get Van Ginkle back, it feels like it's a totally different beast than the one that's been struggling over the past couple of weeks. We know just the kind of edge rusher talent they have. We know just the weapons that they have, and maybe J.J. McCarthy is able to find some of that first-round form that made him such an intriguing prospect. But, you know, this is a Browns team that the Ravens have already beaten. The Vikings, on the whole, have had a really disappointing year, so it wouldn't surprise me if the Ravens are already favorites for that game in Minnesota. And if they take care of business and they take advantage of this little mini bye, then they should be in good position, like you guys said, to get to 5-5 pretty soon.
Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner. Jonas, have a safe trip back to Baltimore. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Jonas.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
There's Jonas Schaefer. We'll come back, reset the program for you. Coming up 11 o'clock, Vinny's Keys. Ravens did win, so I'm assuming they hit most of those things. And then we got the whip around 11:15. Keith Cavanaugh, TerribleTouch.com. Preview Maryland football tomorrow against Indiana. And the start of the basketball season. Buzz Williams and his Turtles host, well, they don't host Costum, Coppin. They're playing Coppin down at CFG. Big old doubleheader in downtown Baltimore Monday night.
Bet 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.